You know, I think I did pretty good.
Sorry. I'm trying to make as fun as possible. I was actually telling the story to the guy selling the alcohol out there that one time we were having a really silly time. There was a street fair. I think it was in Houston, Texas. And we played a show at this one club there. I got really stupid and I made the sign because he always makes jokes that I'm like the walking karaoke box. Like, I can hear any song, just play it right back immediately.
He's got a great future in lounge acts.
That's true. I will be like in like the Drake Hotel ballroom lounge.
I was thinking
someday
more,
when
more like Holiday Inn.
Your mother.
She might be there.
So basically, to get back to the story, we were like, hey, let's make a sign. We'll play any song for $1, see how many songs we can play, you know. So we sit in the streets, like, well, just me, and then, like, a bunch of our friends gathered around, because there's a street fair, so no one knew, like, who we were. It was cool. We just sit and played songs, and people would come by and name a song, and I'd play it, and, like, I did, like, every song, and, like, never got stumped. We ended up making, like, $42, and we gave it to this one. There was a homeless guy playing buckets, so we went over to him, like, hey, man, here's 42 bucks we just made for you, and it was cool. Because I could feel bad, like, taking the money, but it was more for my personal enjoyment to just sit and play songs. Because no one in the bus wanted to listen to me, so why not let people come by and pay me to, like, if they, okay, anyway.
You know, it's funny how many people are like, oh, can I go on the bus? And I'm thinking, like, do you really want to see what goes on here? Nothing.
Exactly.
I can tell you right now.
Bunch of washed up old guys.
Yeah. Don't talk about our bass player like that.
That's what he gets for not being here. See, they're so cool that they went to Wrigley Dog to hang out instead of coming here.
Yeah. Well, actually, though, what I was going to say is I always often say that Chris is compulsive disorder, disease, or ADD, or both. But
what'd you just say?
Yeah, you want to go bike riding?
Let's play a song.
No. But I was going to say, is what you do on the bus is that every night, this, I swear to God, he rearranges his 14,000 CDs that he brings with. Please, if you know what? If we should have did a benefit tonight to buy you an iPod.
Shut up. I don't even
know. Wait, we would need like 15.
Okay.
All right, sorry.
This is a song that I wrote about John's mom. No.
You know.
Shut up.
Saw the stars fall from the sky. And watch the taillights fade away. As the sun began to witness a new day, I drove 500,000 miles to find a world unlike my own. And now middle of nowhere seems like my home. Alone, unknown, yet fearing nothing but ourselves. Could be scarier than any crowded room. Another night stuck on the pine, another lonely memory. When time will slowly have its way with me, when our lives to expect the worst. But once it happens, what is left? We will never have to be surprised again. Just you and me, not saying much of anything. Sometimes can mean more than a thousand words. Goodbye, farewell to this fucked up world that was my former self. We never seem to have the time to re-waste it all gone. Goodbye. Think and think alike. You never seem to have the time to one day it's all gone. Throw it all away. I'm glad you were a part of my hotel, yeah.
Thank you.